It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and Israel have agreed to a 72-hour ceasefire in Gaza proposed by Egypt. The cessation of hostilities will begin at 500 hours GMT on Tuesday. Delegations from both sides also plan to hold indirect talks in Cairo on a long-term ceasefire. The United States have hailed the development, but says the burden for maintaining the truce is on Hamas. However, Israel broke the latest three-day ceasefire, which began on Friday morning. Israeli media outlets quote officials as saying that there will be no need for the presence of any Israeli forces in Gaza if the ceasefire is upheld. The Palestinians had earlier set a number of conditions for a ceasefire. The terms include the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza, the lifting of Israel's blockade, and the release of Palestinian prisoners incarcerated in Israel. Meanwhile, the number of deaths and injuries in Gaza keeps rising as the Israeli war on the blockaded territory enters its 29th day. Palestinian officials have reported several more deaths caused by Israeli bombardments of Gaza. On Monday, the Israeli military launched multiple strikes soon after a seven-hour unilateral ceasefire came to an end. Earlier, just minutes into a temporary truce, Israeli warplanes pounded the Shati refugee camp in the west of the Gaza Strip, killing an eight-year-old girl and injuring dozens of people. The death toll from Israel's relentless aerial and ground offensive since July the 8th now stands at 1,867. The attacks have also injured over 9,500 Gazans. The Palestinian Health Ministry says the injured include more than 2,800 children, more than 1,800 women, and about 400 elderly people. Let's speak to our correspondent, Halla Safadi, who joins us live from the Gaza Strip. Now, Halla, before I get into the situation with regards to the ceasefire and what it means, right now the humanitarian condition in Gaza is extremely dire, and a ceasefire is a time when people can collect their and bury their dead, mourn their losses, and assess the damage that has been done. We are getting reports of a lack of freezers for storing dead bodies and a lack of space to bury people. Just walk us through that.
Well, this is true. A humanitarian ceasefire is needed in those areas that were demolished by Israel, especially that, as you mentioned, many bodies are still laying under the rubble of their houses. Many injuries need to be transferred to hospitals, but until now they cannot even reach it. Today they actually found a baby boy who was under the rubble for 2 days. He lost his entire family and he could barely make it to life, but he was saved in the very last minutes and he was transferred to hospitals. So people or such injuries are definitely still under the rubble and they are in need of every second to be saved before they lose life. So yes, a humanitarian ceasefire is needed in such a dire humanitarian situation. We're talking about continuous power cuts and we're talking about households that have not had power for not even an hour. They have not had water for even a week or even more than a week. So we hope that a ceasefire would take place tomorrow and it would be a serious one and wouldn't be broken within minutes or hours after it's announced, especially in areas just like Khuza'a, Rafah, and Khan Yunis, Shija'iyah, East Gaza, and also Beit Hanun and Beit Lahia in North Gaza. Many people have evacuated their homes and they are waiting such a ceasefire to be able to at least check if their homes are still standing or they were already demolished during the Israeli aggression on Gaza.
Right now, Halla, also as we speak to you, we get those images coming out of different hospitals and medical centers in Gaza where emergency operations are being carried out in the middle of corridors, and also the hospital staff are not sure what to do with dead bodies because they don't have any more space.
Well, this is true. It's not only from today or yesterday, but this has been happening for the past week. I've actually seen it myself just walking inside a Shifa hospital reception and hallways. You can find beds all over the hallways just in order to receive the injuries as they ran out beds to receive injuries. This is explained by the very high number of injuries. Also, as you mentioned, the fridges in the hospitals are not even enough anymore to receive more dead bodies of Palestinians. And even in Rafah now, they started using the ice cream freezers or ice cream fridges to store the bodies of dead children after hospitals ran out of space. So it's a crisis that is taking place right now in Rafah and in other areas in Gaza. Just keep in mind that those kids who were killed, if they were only 7 years old, then they were born and they died living a blockade. They were born and died witnessing three aggressions in 7 years of their life.
Okay, our correspondent Halla Safadi reporting from the Gaza Strip. Halla, thank you very much indeed.